Do you have difficulty saying no? Are you a typical do-gooder, one of those helpful people who is everyone's go-to person? Someone who wants to be helpful and be needed? Do you experience days where you wish people won't ask you anything? Where you don't want to commit to anything other than just being? And lastly, do you find yourself frustrated, overworked, stressed, and resentful of others or yourself? Because instead of saying yes, you really just wanted to say no. Now listeners, hi and welcome to today's episode of No Ordinary Woman, titled Learning to Say No. I'm your host CJ and I hope that you find the inspiration that you're looking for. In my previous episode, I mentioned that one of my sister's New Year's resolutions for 2020 is to learn to and to start saying no to people. Now, to say that I was shocked about the revelation was, guys, it's a gross understatement. To be honest with you, I'm still trying to wrap my head around it, and I can't believe that my tough-as-nails defense attorney sister has trouble saying no to people. And I mentioned a job title for a reason. One I'll get to in a minute. Now, guys, I'm a secretary by profession, and also, again, I'm mentioning this for a reason. And I will get into that now as well. And when you think about a secretary, you'll automatically assume that we are friendly, efficient, and very helpful beings. And you'll be right. You'll be absolutely right. And that is for some of us anyways. Secretaries are supposed to be compliant and be all like, yes, sir, yes, ma'am, how can I help you? And what else may I do for you? You know, that type of thing. And for the most part, you would be right again. Now, there are some secretaries, like me, who's got absolutely no problem saying no to people. Take my job, for example. I work at a school, and oftentimes, some educators think that we come to school just to smile, look pretty, and make copies on demand. Now, guys, the amount of copy requests I receive daily from educators is, sometimes I think, you know what, let's just not call myself a secretary. Let's call my job description a glorified copy maker. Now, the problem with that is, guys, I've got a big problem with making copies. And basically, it's for this reason. I've got work to do every single day. So I go to work. I've got a schedule. I've got deadlines all the time. And I'm a planner. Planning is what I do. That is how I get through most of my days. And I've got a huge problem with people who don't plan. So if they don't do proper planning, then obviously they'll need someone else, and the someone else will always be me. Now, their improper planning makes their problem my problem. So, guys, when a child comes to the office and tells me, ma'am, they tell me, ma'am, Miss So-and-so said you must make X amount of copies. Guys, my usual answer when educators send kids to the office is no. Because you know what? Again, I say planning. Planning to me is so important. It doesn't matter what kind of job you do, you need to plan. And for educators especially, if you don't plan your day properly, if you don't ensure that you've got the correct amount of copies for the amount of kids you have in your class, then you failed at one of your tasks. And that is to do with your planning. So yeah, guys, like I said, I'm a planning, and I make provision for unplanned events in my daily schedule every day. Because there's always a sick child, there's always an emergency, there's always parent issues or other issues, or the department may require me to send some information to them like right away. So all kinds of unplanned events that arises, that is what I make provision for in my daily planning. And guys, those absolutely enjoy my attention. While copies, that is a definite no-no. I don't make copies for anybody. Now, you may think that I'm a witch, and I'm okay with that. Really, I am. I'm also okay with the fact that many of my colleagues only tolerate me. I'm under no illusion that they absolutely hate my guts, and one of the reasons for that is the fact that I refuse to make copies for them. But you know what? I live. I will absolutely live. And it doesn't come to the age-old saying where people says like, I go to work, not to make friends. Guys, in any sphere of my life, if somebody doesn't like me, I'm okay with that. I'll absolutely live. So whether it's at home or at work or wherever I go, if someone doesn't like me, it's fine. Not everybody in life is going to like you. And that is an episode that I plan in future. So I'll get into why I feel it's okay if people don't like me. But now, back to my sister. Guys, when you think about lawyers, judges, policemen or women, or anyone in the law field, what is your perception of them? Now, my general perception is that they're full of beans and they're stern and they... Yeah, guys, I would think that you can't get a heck of a lot out of them. And I would imagine lawmen and women wouldn't have a problem saying no. But that's just the thing, guys. And the reason I brought up mine and my sister's professions into the whole mix. And before I continue, I feel I just need to say this to you guys. Because if you didn't know this or you didn't put much thought into it before, let me just break it down for you real quick. What we do for a living is not who we are. My sister is a lawyer by profession and it pays the bills. But when she leaves court and the office for the day, she's a wife and a mom. She is a woman like you and I. She gets period pains too. I'm a secretary by profession. But at heart, I'm a woman. And like the next woman, like any woman who's given vaginal birth before, I had a difficult time giving birth to. And I mean, I went through that through birthing pains thrice. And pain makes an absolute monster of me. I hated the whole thing. But I do love my kids. But the fact remains, at the core of it all, my sister and I are both humans. We are both women. Her job doesn't mean that she knows how to say no. Just like my job does not make a yes woman of me. Now, I can say no with ease and feel absolutely no guilt about it. And if you're struggling to say no to people like my sister, I'd like to give you a few home truths before you get into start saying no. Now, yeah, guys, let's, for the sake of this episode, let's call it enlightenment. There are various reasons people find it difficult to say no. And I find that once you can identify your reasons and reconcile with those home truths, then you are halfway there. Now, number one, as kids, especially little girls, we are conditioned to be polite and kind. Going against the grain is not considered, it is considered to be rude. And saying no, I can't wrap my head around it, but saying no apparently is considered as rude. To win people over, we have to just say yes all the time. Okay, number two, saying no, apparently it makes you feel unhelpful. And like you're not a team player. Does this sound familiar to you guys? Okay. Number three. Obviously, if you've got the guts to say no to somebody, then you must be selfish. And then number four. People won't like you and nobody wants to be disliked. Guys, I don't like to be disliked either. But let's face it, we cannot force people to like us. And yeah, guys, these are basically the four main points that I thought about when my sister and I were having our discussion. And saying no, guys, it doesn't make you rude. Period. Our parents were born into a time where conflict was a dirty word. People avoided it like crazy and kind of just agreed or stayed silent. And I don't know about you, but I've noticed something. These silences end up in families and friendships that were torn apart, and people just started avoiding each other. Then our parents had us, and they taught us the ways of life as they knew it. And resolving conflict carried on into the next generation, into our generation. Now, a few of us lucky ones realize that we can talk it out and either agree to disagree or hash it out properly with somebody, have a good argument. Or, you know what, guys, we are a generation with all the feels. We've got all the feels. We have got our emotions, and talking about emotions is, I don't know, so there's a large amount of us who's got absolutely no problem telling somebody, you know what, I don't like what you did. You hurt my feelings. So yeah, we are a less ignorant generation, I'd like to think. I certainly am a less ignorant person. And if you do, if you know me personally, or you've come across something that I've said online, or you listen to one of these podcast episodes and you feel that I'm being ignorant, guys, I'm man enough or woman enough to accept when and where I made a mistake, because I am one of those conflict resolution people. I've got absolutely no problem with it, because I do understand that to resolve conflict doesn't mean that you have to be enemies. It doesn't mean that you need to be angry with somebody. You can resolve a conflict and still be amicable with someone. In fact, my best friendships that I have with close friends of mine, we have had heck of arguments already where we shouted at each other. We were so mad. But you know what? We came to resolution, and it's made us like each other more. It's made us respect each other more. So yeah, guys, there's always that. Now, coming back to no being rude, there are instances where people are simply just obnoxious and rude, and they get kicks out of saying no. Now, guys, we should never aspire to that. Never, ever. If you feel the need to say no to somebody, if it's for your own sanity, or if it's to protect yourself, then by all means, say no. But just don't be a turd. Don't just say no for the sake of saying no. Of course you can, but there is a fine line between being straightforward and just being plain rude. Or a fine line between protecting your feelings or not wearing yourself out and being rude. Now think about it this way. If you can't do something for someone, or you know that someone is taking advantage of you, no is not rude. It's the answer to a request that you can't or you don't want to do, especially when you know that the person is taking advantage of you. Now think about my colleagues and them sending kids to my office to make copies. Now guys, I didn't use that example just now just to bash my colleagues. I don't want to do that. I used it as an example so that you can see how easily and how quickly people will take advantage of you sometimes. If people think you're unhelpful or you're not a team player, think about this. What efforts have you put in to, say, a task or to teamwork? It's about knowing what you bring to the table. If you know that you put in the effort, you shouldn't have to feel guilty or allow people to make you feel like you're not a team player, because you have given your input already. Now, saying no is not selfish either, unless of course you are selfish, and that ties up with being rude as well. But in general, if you are thinking any of this, then you're not selfish. Then you are selfish. You are selfish towards yourself, because if saying no is a problem for you, then you are more than likely making other people a priority, and you're neglecting yourself, your own needs, your own work. You're putting your own priorities aside for someone else. And if you're concerned about people not liking you, ask yourself, how important is it for them to like you? Do you even really like that person or that people? And guys, it all boils down to this. Do you even like yourself? Do you like the person who's staring back at you in the mirror? Now, we run ourselves ragged all the time by spreading ourselves thin for people who aren't always deserving of our time and our effort. The very people will not care if it's you or it's someone else doing their dirty work. Guys, you want to feel needed and you are the go-to person. But you're actually not the go-to person. You are the yes person. You are the one who will do the dirty work for them. And if it's not you guys, you aren't that special. There is someone else who will say yes. The people you are so concerned about, the ones that you think that will find you rude or unkind or you're not a team player or you're selfish, those are the very people who only like you for doing things for them. Guys, they are using you, even in the smallest ways. They are using you and obviously don't respect you enough. And why? Because you haven't set any boundaries with him. You have availed yourself one too many times, and chances are, those people, or at least some of them, they don't even realize how you feel about it, or that it's a problem for you. Guys, ignorance sure is bliss sometimes. And I bet you haven't thought about boundaries. You haven't thought about setting boundaries with the people, or not at the beginning of your relationship with them anyways. But today I want to tell you that you can break the cycle. It's not easy. And guys, where you're sitting right now, I don't want to be you right now. However, I was you at some stage of my life. That was in my early 20s when I worked in construction. I remember I was the PA to the MD of the company. And sure, guys, I was young. And if you've ever worked in construction, you will know that the guys swear like sailors. And I had to toughen up. I had to really toughen up. And the fact that I was the MD's PA, guys, that gave me so much of power. And that is where I started to learn to say no. And prior to that, I was a people pleaser. So what I'm telling you, and what I have told you before this, guys, I've been there, I've done that. And I know that you can do it too. Like I said, it's not easy, but it is doable. Now, honestly, I wish I can tell you how to ease into it or, you know, give you nice ways like step one, step two, step three. Guys, you can't ease into it. You just have to go cold turkey like someone stopping smoking. You just need to get into it. Because if you don't just start, if you don't just start with your first no, you are just delaying the inevitable. And before you know it, you'll cave and you'll be right back where you are now. So, yeah, let's get into it. If you want to start saying no, then say it the next time someone asks you anything. I mean, like, literally the next time after listening to this podcast, the next time somebody asks you to do something and you really want to say no, or you want to break the cycle, say no. You say no to anything anyone asks you to do. Okay, except for if it's not a request, or if it's your boss, and your boss asks you to do something, you cannot say no. It's your job, you need to do that. But when you do say no to people, guys, very importantly, you cannot tell people, I'm sorry, but I can't. Guys, just say no. Or just say, I can't. Leave the whole I'm sorry bit. Leave that away. Leave that aside. In fact, put I'm sorry out of your mind, out of your house, and out of your life. Because I'm sorry, those two words opens you up for a repeat request. And while we're on the repeat request, guys, don't end your sentence with right now. Don't say, I'm sorry, I can't right now. Or don't say, I can't right now. Because right now implies that you don't have time now, but you will have time to say later. Or you will have time to do it later. And that is what I mean by saying that you are delaying the inevitable. Guys, just say no. Say, I can't do that. Or, no, I don't have time to do it. I don't have time to do it. And the words, I'm busy. Those are the absolute best ways of getting people to stop asking you silly things or expecting unreasonable requests from you. Before I started at my current school, the previous secretary there, I'm assuming she made copies for everybody, and I've had to kind of teach them certain ways, because I come from the public sector, I come from the private sector, where I worked in corporate for many years, and there's a vast difference between how things are run in private and how it's done in public. In public, they've got this whole hierarchy, and they think that this job title is better than that job title, and secretaries, I think it's just on the bottom of the food chain, blah, blah, blah. I don't know. They are so delusional. And guys, if you think that the secretary is just like a yes sir, yes ma'am, and how can I help you type of person, bless your delusional soul as well. Guys, what many people don't realize is that secretaries hold a certain amount of power. And yeah, I won't go into too much detail, but we are kind of administration ninjas. We hold together an organization. And by holding together, guys, administration, and now I'm not trying to make my job seem all important or, you know, trying to be all like, no, I'm a secretary and we do, what we do is important. Yes, what we do is important. But I'm basically, let's call me the voice for secretaries all over the world. Every company or every institution gets audited, right? And nobody likes visits from the auditors because they nitpick all your documents and they will find faults. Even if there is no faults, trust me, they will find it. Now, administrators, they need to ensure that everything is in place, that policies and procedures are followed, and guys, deadlines needs to be met. There needs to be paper trails of important documents. So yeah, there is basically such a lot of things that an administrator does, that a secretary does. So we don't have time to sit and look pretty and file our nails and make copies for people. So, yeah, the previous secretary, I'm assuming, was the kind who did everything, who basically bowed down to the educators. And when I started, I think a lot of them assumed that I would bow down to them as well. And the problem with that is, I've got a very strong personality. And no, I'm not one of those people who, that's not in my job description, so sorry, I won't do that. It's not about that. It's about setting boundaries. So I had to teach them that, guys, respect. I had to show them and teach them how to treat me. Because, again, coming back to what we do for a living is not who we are. Guys, I am a person. I'm a human being. You are a human being. So obviously, yes, we get paid to do our jobs. But at the end of the day, we are still people. And people need to respect each other. And I've got this motto. Respect, guys, is earned. Yes. If I meet you, I will automatically respect you. But like trust, it withers away with every. So if someone breaks your trust, nothing. Sorry, I'm a bit lost for words now. I can't get to it. But yeah. Trust. If someone does something to break your trust, you lose trust with them little by little. Now, respect, the same thing. If somebody does something disrespectful towards you, you start losing respect for them. And that is our thought. Our thought, almost like a performance appraisal. That is the benchmark. That is what you need to obtain, right? So if you don't meet that standards, then obviously you'll get a lower mark. And that is how I had to show them as well. Because I'm not a kid. I'm not a kid. And in a workplace, I feel strongly about the fact that age doesn't matter. Your salary, your ranking doesn't really matter either. The same goes for my boss as well. Yes, I respect his title. I have respect for him. However, I am not going to bow down to him because, guys, when he goes home from school in the afternoon, he's just a man. He is someone's husband and he is someone's dad. So, yeah, there's that. But yeah, let me know if you want me to get more into detail about that in a later episode. And yeah, I obviously have lots of things to say. And I will be saying all those things to you guys in due time. But yeah, I'm always up for discussions. I always want to hear what people have to, like feedback. I want to hear from you guys as well. Now, another great way of saying no is I'm busy. Or I don't have time to assist you or to help you. Full stop. I'll say it again. I'm busy. Or I don't have time to help you. And that's it. Now, guys, basically what you need to realize is that your no does not need an explanation. And if whoever asked you is unreasonable or their request is unreasonable, then you don't want to be doing anything for them. The moment a colleague asks me for a favor, my standard reply is, I don't get paid for favors. And that's the other thing, because that is a sneaky way of how people ask you for something. Those who wanted to ask me or to Google or get information for their own children's tasks, they'll either laugh at it and take it with good humor. And others who have asked me for those kinds of favors already, they've been upset with me for days. But guys, I don't get paid for favors. And neither do you. So whatever the unreasonable request is, or the sometimes ridiculous requests, guys, you don't get paid for favors. I will, however, help a colleague to draft a letter to the kid's school or a letter to a parent or, you know, any type of formal letter, communique. I'm brilliant at that. I write some kick-ass letters and it doesn't take me a lot of time to do things, to write letters, because I think very good through my fingertips. But that's also when I have time to do it. And my colleagues have we've got quite a good understanding already, because by now we've been working together for the past couple of years. So they know me well enough to know that my no's is not because I'm rude, unhelpful, selfish, or whatever. And they know that I don't need to be validated by likes. I know who I am, and I don't allow anyone to compromise who I am, especially when it's a boundary that I've set with people. And like I've said, guys, there is no easy way to do it. But you have to, if you want to break the cycle. You have to start saying no. And you need to start with your first no. Whether it is no, I can't, or I'm busy. Guys, you need to start. And you need to be consistent, and you need to do it for at least 3 weeks. Because it takes 3 weeks to form a habit, whether it's a good habit or it's a bad habit. And the most important aspect of saying no starts with letting go of the beliefs of why you can't say no. The beliefs that it's going to make you seem rude, unhelpful, unkind, selfish, you know, all those kinds of things. Guys, if you can start believing that saying no is not one of those four items that I mentioned earlier, then you're halfway there. So, point number one, go cold turkey. Point number two, be consistent. Point number three, just do it, guys. Just do it. Say it each and every day to each and everyone, except for your boss. And you're good to go. So, listeners, that's it from me today. Thank you for joining me, and I hope that you find this episode helpful. Once again, I am Celeste. Thank you for joining No Ordinary Woman, and I'll chat with you again next time. Bye now.